This weekend, Sound Transit stations at Capitol Hill and Husky Stadium open to the public. It's a big deal because it extends light rail through two of Seattle's most heavily populated neighborhoods. KUOW's Joshua McNichols got a sneak peek at the stations and a ride on the train.
I'm on a train full of reporters at Capitol Hill Station. We're about to leave for Husky Stadium. I sidle up to a Sound Transit official.
I'm Bonnie Todd. I'm the Executive Director of Operations for Sound Transit.
Yeah, what does this moment mean to you?
Well, it's pretty amazing. It's the culmination of just so much work. I'm very excited, very, very excited, and I'm very happy for the people of the region. It's definitely going to increase mobility.
Oh, we're speeding up.
Yeah, isn't that smooth?
After 4 minutes of riding, we're at Husky Stadium. This is the northernmost terminus of light rail so far. But at the end of the station platform, there's an unmarked door. Behind that door is a concrete wall. That wall represents where light rail is going. Here's King County Executive Dow Constantine.
It is remarkable to see that and realize that even as we speak, there's an intrepid little tunnel boring machine working its way toward us.
He's not talking about Bertha. This is a smaller, less troubled machine. In a few weeks, it'll bust through, providing the tunnel that'll eventually extend this rail line to the U District, Roosevelt, and Northgate. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.